This is an ODA podcast. You are listening to the Developing the Dental Leader in You ODA podcast. We are talking today with Peter Barry, a dental success coach, certified management consultant, and restorative dental hygienist. He is the founder of Successful Practice Architects, a coaching company dedicated to serving the growth and development needs of dental professionals. Peter is based in Toronto and provides customized group and one-on-one success coaching to dental professionals across North America. Peter, why is leadership such an important ingredient for practice success and professional fulfillment?
Well, that's a great question. Leadership is important in dentistry because dentistry today is changing very rapidly. The modern practice, working in a modern practice today, can be extremely complicated, where things like the scope of available services that we're able to provide to our customers is vast. We've got multiple solutions that we can offer people for the same condition. There's also a shift in focus today from corrective solutions or dentistry to long-term solutions that can enhance your quality of life, specifically the way you live and feel. Add to that, technology is advancing, where we've got lasers, CAD/CAM, early diagnostic screening tools, 3D imaging, digital charts, right? These things are difficult and complicated to implement within the practice. On top of this, we've got the modern consumer who's changing. Today, the modern consumer arrives to our dental practices more informed. In many cases, they arrive misinformed or confused, and they don't just say, "Tell me what I need, doc. Take two of these and call me in the morning," or "Trust me, I'm a doctor, no longer works with these people." Today, our consumers want friendly, relevant information. They need to feel inspired, right? They need to feel a sense of hope that's created by our team, and they expect good service that's delivered in an organized, friendly, and caring environment. Add to these complexities, there's so many daily operational challenges that people work with in a modern practice on a day-to-day basis. Things like difficult patients, insurance dependence, time management issues, team dynamic complexities, systems and routines, roles and responsibilities. To navigate this complicated terrain and to function well in this environment, you need a strong, coordinated, and aligned team. And this is where practice leadership becomes important. Effective leadership will turn a group of highly skilled individuals or a loose collection of people that are working together into a high-performing team, one that is thriving, having fun, and one that is achieving collective results.
What exactly is leadership, and how does a dentist grow leadership in their practices?
Well, that's a great question too, but I think to answer that, we should look at what leadership is not. Leadership is not directing people or dealing with situations while you're playing the game of dentistry. You see, working in your operator, in your op, and then temporarily popping out to periodically direct your team or deal with things can be very challenging. So many people today, or many doctors, will confuse the concept of leadership versus management. You see, management is the science of employing people and materials economically and efficiently. But leadership is the art of influencing human behavior, you know, so as to accomplish an idea or a goal in the manner desired by the leader. We lead people, we manage things. Leadership is very much an emotional process. It's whereas management is more right brain, you know, it's cerebral, it's intellectual. Management is not about EQ, it's about IQ and intellect. And a leader's job or opportunity is to shift your focus from things or management to people or specifically leadership. Your job is to facilitate an environment that encourages collaboration and a sense of purpose amongst your team. And in fact, you as a leader will be or are the spark that ignites the chemistry of your championship team. Now think about this for a moment. It's hard to lead your practice from the operatory. Even if you have an office manager, it's hard to solve problems or lead your team towards new things or new ideas while everybody's busy in the middle of their workday. So this is where full team meetings become extremely important. Yet so many practices today, I find, don't have team meetings, or they don't have them often, and when they do, they're afraid of having them because of they've got this fear of lost production time. You must be willing to take time out of your business to coordinate your people and to work specifically on your business. I think it's like Abraham Lincoln said, if I had 2 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend 1 hour sharpening my axe. So if you look at yourself within your practice, ask yourself, are you chopping with a dull axe? Or how sharp is your axe? Because if your axe is dull, everything you do will be more labored, more complex, and less effective, and you end up creating a very stressful work environment. So with that, to be an effective leader, you must be willing to continuously implement new and innovative ideas into your practice. You must be able to collaborate with your people by bringing them together regularly in full team meetings to solve day-to-day operational challenges and to think of new ways of doing things and to share ideas as a group.
Some dentists feel that leadership just isn't their thing. What factors determine a leader's ability to inspire his or her team?
Well, acting in a position of leadership without the ability to lead may produce compliance from the team, but it rarely produces commitment. You see, true leaders have followers. That is, that they inspire commitment, the commitment of those they lead towards a common purpose. But most dentists end up learning this skill through the trial and error of day-to-day experiences. Or specifically, what they end up doing is end up leading by the seat of their pants. Unfortunately, using this approach, dentists will often get pulled into an authoritative style of leadership, or bossing people around, micromanaging shortcomings and day-to-day challenges. And this style of leadership can be very tiring and frustrating to the leader and to the team, and it can cause your team to stop thinking creatively and to focus specifically only on pleasing you. And I think this creates a lack of harmony or a lack of chemistry amongst the group that can actually become palpable to the patients, and it impacts their overall experience with us and our ability to inspire them. So with that, your position as a leader can be strengthened by understanding the five levels of leadership, specifically understanding what inspires people to follow you, what inspires your people to follow your vision and to take direction from you. There's five of them. The lowest level of leadership influence is positional level leadership, which simply means that people follow you because they have to. You wear the crown, you have the title, you're the boss, you sign the checks, and the only influence a positional level leader has is that which comes from their job title. But the next level of leadership influence is called relational level leadership. And that is where people don't just follow you because you wear the crown or you sign the checks, but they also follow you because they like you, you know, because they want to. When you like people and you treat them as individuals who have value, you begin to develop influence with those people. And when you give your team or your people a voice and develop trust, the environment becomes much more positive and people tend to want to follow you. The next level of leadership is results level leadership, which simply means that people don't follow you because you wear the crown. They don't just follow you because they like you, but they follow you because they see you getting things done. They see your ideas working. People begin to follow you because of what you are doing for the practice. They see stress going down, morale improves, profits goes up, turnover goes down, and the goals of the business are achieved. And people begin to feel like they're a part of something that's growing and that they're contributing to that process. That's results level leadership. The next level of leadership is personal growth leadership, which means that they don't just follow you because you wear the crown. They don't just follow you because they like you. They don't just follow you because they see you, the results that you're achieving for the business, but they follow you because of what you have personally done for them. I feel I have personally grown under your leadership. And you use your leadership to promote the learning, you know, and growth and development of your followers and to develop people that feel like leaders within their own right. When you give your people a voice, when you give them responsibilities, when you give them the freedom to exercise their strengths and their creativity, they will feel like they're growing personally within your organization. This is why it's important for a leader to challenge people to higher levels. People development deepens relationships and strengthens loyalty, and performance increases because there are more leaders on the team, which helps to improve everyone's performance. Now, this is probably, you know, the highest level of leadership that most people, you know, will want to try to achieve, but there is one level above that, and that's called role model or mentorship leadership. And that is where people follow you because of who you are and what you represent. You know, they look up to you, they admire you, your ethics, your values, your attention to detail, your humanity and your commitment to excellence and patient care. All of these things are infectious. In fact, you even role model emotional stability to people because they see how you behave in times of stress, right? All these are palpable to your followers and the patients you serve, and they're very important as being the highest level of leadership influence.
Each dentist's personality and style of communication is so very different. Can you talk to us about the different leadership styles, how they are used, and when they come?
Certainly. There's three leadership styles that people tend to work with, or what they really do is they move through these different leadership styles. The first one is the authoritative style of leadership, which I'd like to call command and control, where the leader is doing a lot of directing with very little feedback from their followers. The authoritative style of leadership is used in areas where you have maybe a new team, you know, or in times of danger where you need something very important very quickly, like get me the emergency kit now, rather than who thinks they have time to get the emergency kit at this moment. There's a time and a place for an authoritative style of leadership, but it's not ideal to use most of the time within your practice. The next leadership style is the participative style of leadership, and where the leader does less directing, they do give people instructions and ideas and guidelines, but within those instructions, they allow people to provide their feedback and their ideas and their own unique perspective to the way we do things. This participative style of leadership is used with a team that's a little more experienced and that's evolving, right? And the best style of leadership, I think, is what's called the free rein style of leadership, or also known as a shared leadership culture, where the doctor is doing very little day-to-day directing and allows their people to make decisions based on clearly defined limits, clearly defined philosophies, and based on expectations for what our brand and uniqueness and cultural goals are within the practice. It's important for a leader to not get stuck in any one of these styles of leadership, but to move in and out of them based on the changing situation. But the most important place to operate most of the time is in the free-rein style of leadership. And the reason for that is because of what people want, or what makes a meaningful workplace to your employees. And that is that people want challenge. They want recognition. They want a sense of growth, meaning that they're a part of an organization that's growing, but they're also learning within that organization. They want a voice, and they want autonomy, or the freedom to be able to exercise their strengths and their creativity. And you, as a leader, must take the time out of your business to establish priorities and to coordinate activities. This way you won't get pulled into an authoritative style of leadership that oppresses your people. You'll be more in a free-rein style of leadership that empowers them to use their strengths and their creativity.
You have been listening to an ODA podcast.